that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is a very special guest and good friend, Holly Swanson, and we'll be with Holly in just a moment. I wanted to mention yesterday afternoon I interviewed Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, formerly Undersecretary of the Treasury during the Reagan administration, and certainly one of the most astute observers I've seen. We were talking about Iran, about the fact that, and you can check this out, I've got it off the internet, that the United States invested $400 million of your tax money to destroy the Iranian government, to destabilize the Iranian government. We hired, gave them money to the CIA that hired terrorists that went around Iran killing people, assassinating people, blowing up mosques. Something known as the PKK is certainly a terrorist group, and we hired the terrorists over in Iran, and we've been trying to destabilize the Iranian government for a long period of time. Now, before the recent election, they did a poll that showed that Ahmadinejad was going to get twice as many votes as his closest competitor, a fellow named Mousavi, who had actually been the premier of Iran for a 10-year period from 1980 to 1990. He was known as the Butcher of Beirut. He was the man responsible for the bombings of the American embassy in Beirut in 1983, then the attack on the American Marine barracks there that killed 241 American Marines. He was the man who butchered the Americans. And but you're not going to read this in the newspapers. Of course, all the evidence is that it was a legitimate election. But the government has hired their agents over there to destabilize the country. And, of course, why would government snipers kill a beautiful Iranian woman skirting the area of violence? Well, only so you can get a picture on the front page of the New York Times and show it on television. The terrible Iranian government that we installed. Now, most of the Iranians are supportive of Ahmadinejad. Why? Because they know the American government actually overthrew in 1953 their democratically elected government under Premier Mossadegh. What was his crime? Well, he nationalized the oil industry, so we put him in prison for the rest of his life. He was the man who was democratically elected by the people. We installed the Shah. The Shah's regime was brutal, and they tortured people. And, of course, then we overthrew the Shah, but most people don't give us credit for that. Then we installed the mullahs who are there now, and they were our agents, and they, I'm sure many of them still are. But we can't let the American people know that. Why are they trying to convince us that the election over there was rigged? Wherein, of course, the pre-election polls showed that Ahmadinejad was going to win. And, of course, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and I hope and pray he's wrong, but I think he's right, says this is probably a prelude to a war with Iran. This is what we want. We need an excuse. And Obama said, oh, I just wanted to deal with him, but there's just no way I can after all. I mean, they're so corrupt over there. They're killing their people. A lot of those people out in the streets that you've seen the pictures of were demonstrating in favor of Ahmadinejad. They supported him, and the majority of the people over there do. But we can't let the American people know. And Congress voted 434-1 to condemn Iran for rigging the election, even though the polls showed that Ahmadinejad was going to win. Only one American congressman stood up and said, hey, we don't really know what's going on over there. All we know is what we see on television. Well, Of course, you know who the one was. That was Dr. Ron Paul. So with that as a background, let's get into another scam that's being played on the American people, and that's the environmental scam. And this is Holly Swanson, and for, I'm sure, 16 years or more, she's been on the front lines of the battle to try to educate the American people that most of what we think we know about the environmental movement just isn't true. And certainly we want to be concerned about the environment. But what's the greatest polluter in the world? Why, the American government. I mean, they're the ones who sprayed dioxin all over Vietnam. They're the ones who were contaminating the Middle East with depleted uranium. And, of course, they're the ones, of course, who, in many instances, have released all sorts of pesticides and insecticides that just, frankly, aren't safe and are polluting our environment. But now we want them to solve the problem that they've created. And do you really think they're going to? Holly, good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's good to be here. How are you today?
I'm doing just great. Will you pick up this story? And I'm going to be quiet because the people want to hear what you have to say.
Well, we'll share.
Okay.
Let me just, for your listeners who might not be familiar, in the late 80s, early 90s, I, like many Americans, had just been starting hearing about the environmental cause, the wilderness areas, the spotted owl, and I wanted to know more because I didn't understand. So I attended an environmental conference, and what I saw there was not how do we work together as Americans to solve this or that environmental issue, because mistakes have been made. We've done a pretty good job, but here and along the way, we can improve. Always we can improve. Anyway, the bottom line is, the more I read about the environmental issues, and by the way, at that conference, out in the foyer, where you have tables for different sessions and what have you, there was information there on the Socialist Party and the Green Party, and I hadn't even heard of the Green Party. Again, this was the late 80s. And so I picked up information there, and I didn't understand the connection between the environmental movement and the Green Party. However, the more I read, the more it became clear that although the environmental movement was stating to the American people what they were doing was nonpartisan, in reality, when you compared many of their goals, they aligned directly with those of the Green Party. So I wrote the book, Set Up and Sold Out, Find Out What Green Really Means, to alert the American people to the fact that the environmental groups were aligned with the Greens Party and the international movement, and they were advancing this agenda, this political agenda, under the guise of environmental protection. In other words, stretching and twisting environmental issues to justify another step to advance their goals. Bottom line is, the goals of the Greens, as we've talked about before, Dr. Stan, mirror communism. And what we have dubbed it is green communism. And the American people need to know this, especially as it relates to our freedoms, our property rights, and most of all, what is going on in our schools, the indoctrination, the political indoctrination of our children, again, under the banner of protecting the environment.
And the whole idea is to centralize all power with government. That has always been the goal of every communist in America. Why would the communists want to centralize power with a government they don't trust? Because they're being used. We'll be back in just a moment.
Good news. The March of Faith Ministries presents Pastor Samuel Santos. Come and hear Pastor Santos, the man who died twice. In a 22-year span, he has been in three airplane accidents. 19 years ago, he fell on the ice and lost his memory totally. Doctors told his wife because of his age, he would never be normal again. This testimony can make a great impact in your life. In the last 15 years, Brother Santos has been used by God in a mighty way in the communist country of Cuba, establishing Bible schools all over that country. In the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, he graduated 2,638 students. Pastor Santos will be speaking at the Berthet Community Center, 248 Welch Avenue at 7:30 p.m. June 5th and 6th. The Johnstown Town Hall at 101 Charlotte Avenue, 7:30 p.m. June 12th and 13th. At the Milliken Town Hall, 1101 Broad Street, 7:30 p.m. June 19th and 20th. And in the town of Meade, 441 3rd Street, June 26th and 27th. For more information, call 303-883-5674. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Holly Swanson. Holly, I pick up, you were just saying that the goals of the Greens are the goal of the Reds, and basically the goal of the Greens is exactly what every communist wants, and that's to centralize all power in Washington, D.C. Why would they want to do that?
Because then it takes the control away from the people. It takes their freedom away, and unfortunately this is the goal, as you just mentioned, of communism. It's not a system where you believe in the people and you respect the people, and it's not a system where you have a moral foundation based on religious principles. It's not that type of a system, and we certainly, in caring about the environment, we certainly do not want to go that direction, because it's not a system that empowers the individual to take control and make good choices for their property and their lands.
And not only that, but it's a system that doesn't work. We saw what happened under communism in Russia, where you had a small group of people with central planning make a mess out of their country, and the whole thing collapsed. Why would we want to do exactly the same thing now? And we see this taking place in Washington, D.C., where the administration is all sorts of central planning. The government's going to plan the economy. The government's going to control the financial system. The government's taken over the automotive industry. The government's going to be taking over and controlling the insurance industry through the largest insurer in the nation, AIG.
And moving towards healthcare.
Why would we be making the same mistake that the communists made?
Well, I would hope that what we found, it's not that the American people don't care. It's that the American people don't understand basically where this is coming from and where this is going. And one of the things that we have been talking about is, where does this push for change come from, this dramatic push? Well, one area for certain, and there are many, but one area for certain is it comes from the Greens and the Greens' communist allies, whether it be the Communist Party USA, the progressives. It's still the same long-term agenda. And one of the things on page 25, and again, this Set Up and Sold Out was written initially and released in 1995, the updated edition in 98. We have the third updated edition, and the bottom line is the first edition basically confirmed the alliance between the environmental movement and the Green Party, and as we progressed and tracked this movement over the years, the updated edition confirms it once again, pretty much slam dunks it. And on page 25 of Set Up and Sold Out, there is a list of goals that the Greens set back in 1990. And when we look at where we are today, it's very, very telling. It's important to understand that the Greens wanted public control or government control of the land, the healthcare industry, the auto industry, the energy industry, the banking industry, the insurance industry, natural resources, and including the goal to control the airwaves. And as we look at the Fairness Doctrine, we look at the where the auto industry is and the banking industry and the direction for healthcare, we need to pay very close attention, and we need to stand together, stand up for our freedoms, and realize what we are in opposition to. We are opposing the political agenda of the Greens. And many Americans have jumped on that bandwagon with the sincere thought of helping to preserve the environment, with the sincere fear of the big hype about global warming. And we need to help those Americans come back to reason. Basically, these are our compatriots. We need to help them come back to reason. But we definitely need to stand against green communism. We definitely need to stand against what is going on in our schools with education for sustainability, because that is indoctrination. It is not education. And the goals of the Greens is to basically indoctrinate our children. So our children, and this again, we look back in history, we learn from it, as you have studied for many years, that targeting the children and indoctrinating the children and using education as a tool to indoctrinate children to one political ideology was used by Hitler, it was used by Lenin. It's a copycat strategy, and our children right now are in harm's way. We need to get green politics out of our schools.
And, of course, they're simply indoctrinating our children, educating our children. They're indoctrinating them with fear, fear of the environment, fear of pollution, and, of course, all the most dangerous of all, global warming.
Global warming, yes. The kids are afraid. They're not privy to all the scientists who have said, excuse me, this is inaccurate. The globe, you know, we do have a warming trend, but actually when you look at the charts, they're coming forward and saying there's actually a cooling trend, as you mentioned.
Well, I think that it's vitally important that we have the information and we get this out, because every major newspaper and magazine and television network insists that global warming is a reality, and yet over 33,000 scientists mm-hmm. have signed a petition saying there is no evidence that man's activity is responsible for this in any way, or the increase in CO2. And yes, CO2 has increased from 0.038% of the atmosphere, I think, from 0.028 to 0.038, we have more CO2 in the atmosphere than we had in years past. But that is primarily because the Earth has been actually warming. And when you warm the Earth, because we are in a warming cycle, the Earth's been warming since 1600, when you warm the Earth, you warm the oceans. And when you warm the oceans, you drive the CO2 out of the oceans. After all, CO2 is a miracle gas. That's what makes plants grow. If you didn't have CO2, plants wouldn't grow and trees wouldn't grow, and we would not have, you know, the food that would be available for us depended upon the carbon dioxide in the air that fuels photosynthesis and certainly fuels the growth of our plants and our food. So, Holly, how are you reaching the children? Because that's the important thing. How can we circumvent an educational system with countless billions of dollars that's being used not to educate but to indoctrinate our children in a lie?
Exactly. And I just wanted to just add one thing before I answer that question. I was looking at an ad right here, a full-page ad put out by the Cato Institute, and it's signed by very prominent scientists, a whole list of scientists, four columns long, that says basically it's under a quote by President Barack Obama, and it says, with all due respect, Mr. President, that is not true. And President Obama's quote was that few challenges facing America and the world are more urgent than combating climate change. The science is beyond dispute, and the facts are clear. And this is what Barack Obama said on November 19, 2008. And then the next line is, with all due respect, Mr. President, that is not true. And then the list of prominent scientists. So there are scientists stepping forward to say, no, this is not true. But as we were just discussing, our children probably aren't seeing that. And that's the problem. The inconvenient truth that has been shown in classrooms across the United States has scared children. And it's grossly unfair to do that. And part of what is awakening parents is this type of propaganda in the classroom. In addition, that we have been documenting and how we are reaching the students is to help them understand where this is coming from and what the goal is. In other words, and we're talking about university-level students at this point, and helping them understand that the goal of education for sustainability, and let me read this to your listeners, it is not about education. It is about indoctrination for political purposes. Humans are guided Here's the goal of Education for Sustainability. Humans are guided by a whole set of beliefs and values, and those come from culture, from religion, from social, economic, and political structure. We need to change all of those. So the goal of Education for Sustainability is to target our children, change their values, and as a means to change our cultural, religious, social, economic, and the political structure of our government. And for heaven's sakes, we should not need to do any of that to take care or take steps toward a healthy environment. We all are willing to do our share to do that, but this is about politics, not pollution. And that's what is starting to resonate with college students that we have talked to, people that we are working with, political leaders who are understanding that this is about politics, not pollution, and we're looking into it more closely. Parents are understanding, as Education for Sustainability programs define themselves, as using education as a tool to transform our society, and that's not what education is for. And as we're looking at one of the most important things that we have to pass on to our children, and why we need to stand up and stand together and ensure these programs get out of our schools, is a free thought, a politically meaning party neutral public education is an essential safeguard to free thought, individual freedom, and the democratic process. The reason the Greens are targeting our children is that our children do not understand, an eight-year-old does not understand what makes a society work, with the value and importance of freedom, the value and importance of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. They don't understand that. So if the Greens target our children, and there are 89% approximately of our children that attend public schools, and if this curriculum starts out in preschool and then every subject, and this is the goal, use every subject every day to use sustainability as an issue to mold and shape the opinions and beliefs of our children, then when they come out the other end, when they graduate, they are not going to be free thinkers. They are going to be subjects who have been indoctrinated to eat and live and believe and think the way the Greens have programmed them to think. And this we just simply cannot let this happen. We need to pass our freedom, and we need to pass free thought on to our children. And this is how we are explaining and communicating and helping to unleash parent power nationwide and helping our political leaders understand. And when you use the book Set Up and Sold Out as a tool to help alert people, it certainly helps to show people that this is part of the plan, this is where it came from, this is where it's headed, this is what we need to do about it. That's why we've formed the Operation Green Out campaign, which is to get green politics out in the open, because currently, as you know, Dr. Stan, they're being implemented below the radar, so we need to get green politics out in the open, green communism out in the open, and get it out of our schools. We need to help our fellow Americans make critical distinctions between sound steps to create a healthier environment, which we all support, and having the environment used to mask implementing a political agenda that mirrors communism and green, the goals of the Green Party. So this is really how we are progressing, and we're helping people understand, as you have talked about and done so much research on, as have we, the Earth Charter.
Why don't you talk a little bit about the Earth Charter? Because we keep telling people they've got to get it, they've got to read it, mm-hmm. they've got to understand that this is the new Ten Commandments for the world. This is the Mein Kampf of the people who want to destroy this nation and transfer our wealth to other nations. And that's what why we're giving General Motors $50 billion so they can set up their plants, as they already have. They're already there in Brazil and in Russia and in India and in China, and that's where their automobile production is going to be, and they're going to bring those cars into America. They're transferring our jobs overseas, and we're giving them the money to help them do it. They're making great amounts of money overseas. Why don't they use that to bail out General Motors? Because why should they use their money when they can use your money to transfer jobs out of America? But go ahead. Why don't you address the issue?
I was just thinking about something that we have talked about before, is that there's kind of a, it's a cliche, a kind of a one-liner joke, is that the communists will never do anything in their name that they can do in the name of someone else. Basically, that it just masks what's going on. And really, it's kind of interesting that as we talk about the Earth Charter, for those who may not be aware of this document, it is a set of principles, about 16 main principles and 54 sub-principles, and it is co-authored by none other than Mikhail Gorbachev, former communist dictator of the Soviet Union, who has, since his supposed disposition from power in the Soviet Union, moved to the United States and established himself as a leader in the Green Movement. And this is his pet project. We'll talk more about that when we come back, right?
All right, fine. Our guest is Holly Swanson. The book is set up and sold out. When we get back, we'll tell you how to get it. And we'll also open up our lines for questions.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Ferris Survival is your one-stop shop for all your family preparedness needs. Ferris Survival carries high-quality, long-term, storable food from Mountain House with a 25-year shelf life. Come by and pick up some high-quality, organic bulk grains like wheat, quinoa, corn, and barley. Filter your drinking water through the world-famous British Birkfeld water filtration system and reduce or remove bacteria, chlorine, parasites, sediment, and rust for the best-tasting water for pennies a day. Pick up a 3-day kit from Survivor Industries for the car. Ferris Survival also carries a huge selection of hard-to-find books from Paladin Press and Desert Publications. Ferris Survival is located at 3366 South Broadway, 3 blocks north of Hamden in Inglewood. Call Ferris Survival at 1-866-781-0343 or on the web, www.fserve.com. Prepare your family. Visit Ferris Survival today.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Film Network. Our guest is Holly Swanson. Our telephone number, if you'd like to ask Holly a question, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Holly, how can people get in touch with your ministry? How can they get a copy of your book?
Well, there are several ways. One, they can email, and I'll give you that. It's greenout@earthlink.net, G-R-E-E-N-O-U-T at earthlink.net. They can call the Operation Greenout campaign, and that number is 541-830-1111. 1446. That's the Operation Greenout campaign. 541-830-1446. You can order the book from the campaign, which is $20 plus shipping and handling, or you can order it directly from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets.
All right. It's an excellent read. It's an excellent book, and we've recommended to our listeners an overview of the environmental movement and how it is being used. And really, you have this idea that it's all about concern about how we're going to preserve the fishes and the butterflies. It's really all about centralizing power with government. This is really what it's all about. And when you understand that this is an organized, orchestrated plan to change our form of government from one where the power of the central government is to be limited to one where the power of the central government is to be all-controlling, we will have centralized planning. And let's talk a little bit about this whole idea of global warming and carbon credits and this whole idea of capping CO2 emissions and green energy. My goodness, we've got to have green energy. We've got to have
solar
energy.
We've
got to have wind power. But what's this all going to cost? It's going to double or triple the cost of electricity, isn't it?
Well, it's definitely going to add up. The idea is that the savings will be in the long run if we spend all this money now. But realistically, we need to take two steps back, whether it be global warming or some of these other ideas that are being presented, and really take a look at them and ask some of the hard questions now before we turn our society upside down. In other words, is this really the direction we need to go? One of the things that, as you were talking about, is this, greening everything. We need to understand that the word green represents the goals of the Green Party. It's a word that has been hijacked and politicized, and no different than the word sustainability. That's a core principle of the Green Party, but it has been presented as basically the all-encompassing buzzword for the Greens to advance their agenda. Are we still on the air?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I just heard a little beep.
Well, that was somebody calling in.
Okay.
Go ahead, finish your thoughts.
Whenever they're ready, we'll go ahead and answer that question. I was just going to say that one of the things that Lenin said, again, as we learned from history, is that communism was his effort to impose a agenda nationwide on the people, the same social agenda on the people. And as we fast forward into this decade, many people are not aware that sustainability and the goals of sustainability is a cookie-cutter plan, basically, to impose this in cities across the United States. And what sustainability means to the average person is, oh, we're going to take care of things, we're going to do things better. From a political standpoint, it means control. It means changing and controlling people's lives. In Oregon, we're working on sustainability issues, and many people may not realize that some of the goals of sustainability are to control private property, to implement these programs in our schools. And communism can be summed up in a single sentence, the abolition of private property. So what we need to do is make critical distinctions again between sound steps to create a healthier environment and being coerced into green communism under the guise of environmental protection, be it global warming or any other form of the green agenda.
Okay, who do we have calling in?
This is Phil in Greeley, Colorado.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Hi, Phil.
Hi. Hey, I belong to a couple organizations that they fight to help keep the public land open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
There's a giant move that the federal government, and it started under the in the Clintonista regime, big time with the wilderness,
mm-hmm.
the wilderness designations. And there's a big fight now, especially in the western states, to close off an area roughly the size of the state of Indiana. And now this is to anybody. I mean, motorcyclists, four-wheel drive people, mountain bikers, hunters. This is going to close this land off to the public, period. And a big organization based in Idaho, it's called the Blue Ribbon Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
And their website is called sharethetrails.org. And they're more of a national unit, but they're really good. And one here for people in Colorado is the Colorado Off-Highway Vehicle Coalition, and their website is cohvco.org, and they fight to keep land open here in Colorado. There's a big battle now in the White River Gunnison area to create a lot of wilderness. And what they do is when they designate these areas wilderness, they close off the roads.
Yeah, but, and really basically, of course, they want to stop lumbering. They want to stop certainly any sort of mining. They want to stop anything here that'll be productive. The whole idea is to destroy the economy of this nation. When you understand that, it really all makes sense. That's why this whole drive for carbon capping, basically it is an attack on an industrial base to drive the cost of electricity up so that the few remaining industries in America will either have to close down or move offshore. We're under attack today, and you keep up the great work, William.
And Phil, you are correct. The whole wilderness designation is all part of this.
Sure it is. Well, it's so ridiculous. This is public land. So how does the federal government and these elite politicians, we got Diana DeGette here in Colorado, a wacko lefty, we're going to close off millions of acres to the public. It's public land. How do they even have a right?
But it has nothing to do with the public.
No, it doesn't.
It has to do with an attack on the economy of our nation. It is part of the Earth Charter plan to lower the living standards here in America. That's what it's about. When you understand we're under attack, not from Osama bin Laden, not from the communists in Russia, not from the communists in China, but from the people in Washington, D.C. who want to destroy the manufacturing and economic base of this country. And you do that by closing off our wilderness so that you can't mine, you can't get oil or gas here. They want us to be independent, but we close all the land so we can't develop it. They don't want us to be energy independent. It's all a lie to destroy the economic infrastructure of our nation.
And,
when you understand that, it all makes sense.
Yes, it does. And one of the things that is so important about what you're talking about, Phil, is as you look at these wilderness designations, over and over and over, there's wilderness designation. But it's part of taking control of the land base of this nation.
Sure it is. Anyway,
that's what it's all about. You keep up the good work and trying to get the word out. We agree with it. Thanks so much for calling us.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I'm Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Morning Holly Swanson, her book, Set Up and Sold Out. Our telephone number, 979-970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255 if you have a question for Holly. And so, Holly, I think that what is so difficult for a lot of people, logical people, to see is the fact that these things that are happening really don't make sense. I mean, certainly this whole scam of global warming is a lie. Yes, there is global warming. I mean, the answer to that is, why do we call Greenland Greenland? Why? Because 1,000 years ago it was green, and there were certainly grapes growing in Greenland, and then, of course, we had a global cooling, a cycle of global cooling, and it ended in about 1600, and then the global warming began, and we've been warming about a degree of year, having nothing to do with CO2, having to do with the influence of the sun. And incidentally, recently the sun activity has been cutting back. That's why we've had cooling over the last couple of years. But it doesn't matter. You may have had the coldest winter you ever had. The media will convince you that global warming is a reality because they control every aspect of the media. There's never been a better example of media control than this effort to sell the American people that global warming is a reality, but it is really an attack on the economic structure of our nation, with the idea of lowering the living standards in America and raising the living standards in China and India, because they're not going to have to cut back on their industrial production or their pollution. It's only here in America that it's going to be where it's going to disrupt our economy. So go ahead, Holly.
Yeah, I was just thinking as you were talking, one of the things that someone said a long time ago in our travels was that as long as the Greens can keep the American people from dealing in fact and just simply continue this whole smokescreen, don't worry about the facts. And what you're talking about is the facts about global warming. This is what the scientists are talking about, the facts about global warming. And I believe it was, I'm not sure of the name of the scientist, but he said, science is based on fact, not a show of hands. And really, as the media has hyped this and the Greens have hyped this across the board and put it into our schools, they have created a whole facade that global warming is real. And that's so important to understanding that if we look at the facts and we start looking at the political agenda, you can start seeing how the dots are connected and why global warming is such a big tool for the Greens. And when you understand that back in 1989, the greenhouse effect, global warming, was one of their stated goals, was that it was a tremendous tool to use the survival card to mobilize people on behalf of their cause. So it's important to understand that we really do need to understand where it's coming from and where it's going from, and to look at it from a political, not an emotional standpoint. And when Phil's talking about the wilderness areas and controlling people and getting them out of the wilderness areas, and you're talking about getting people out of their cars because of global warming, it brings us right back to what we were talking about before the break, which was the Earth Charter. And understand, as I read the goals of the Earth Charter, co-authored by Mikhail Gorbachev, it's important to think about the control factor here. The Earth Charter is supposed to be a set of interdependent principles for a sustainable way of life. There's that word again, sustainable. It is a common standard by which the conduct of all individuals, organizations, businesses, governments, and transnational institutions is to be guided and assessed. This is a document designed, intended to guide and assess our personal behavior, our business behavior, our government behavior. It is a tool to take control and to change, and it is recognized as it's part of the Green Party platform. It is recognized as a tool to advance Green Party goals. And it is also something that has been selected by Education for Sustainability leaders as a tool to teach our children how to live sustainably. So as we are looking at all these pieces, we need to look beyond the emotional, look at the political, and basically take a step back, whether it be global warming, wilderness areas, education for sustainability, and get a handle on this, because our future depends on it. And as we were talking about before, if I can just add this one thing, is that it's important to understand with the Earth Charter which mainstream environmental groups, green groups, have endorsed this document that is designed basically to change our government system, to control our lives, to redistribute the wealth within nations and among nations, as you mentioned earlier. Listen to the groups that have endorsed and are actively working to promote this Earth Charter. The Sierra Club, the National Wildlife Federation, Friends of the Earth, the Natural Resource Defense Council, Second Nature, the Wilderness Society, the Wildlands Project, which connects directly with what Phil was talking about with the wilderness areas. Let me go on. The Rainforest Action Network, the World Resource Institute, the Earth Council, University Leaders for a Sustainable Future, the Earth Day Network. Earth Day in our schools is simply a front to promote green communism to our children and to promote the Earth Charter to our children. We have a lot of things that we can do. We just need to work together. We need to support groups that are out there. Some of those that Phil mentioned, some of them I'm familiar with, some of them I am not, but to work with Operation Greenout to get green politics out in the open and out of our schools. This is a political agenda. It is a party agenda. It should not be in our schools, and we can get it out of there. We just have to start making steps to do that.
It is not simply by accident that Earth Day just happens to be Lenin's birthday.
No, it isn't. Isn't that an interesting thing?
And the other thing is, it's not that simply by accident that there were three major authors of the Earth Charter. One of them was Mikhail Gorbachev. Mm-hmm. Another was Marie Strong, who was deeply involved in the occult, a multi-billionaire, very close to the Rockefeller family. And the third was Stephen Rockefeller, the nephew of David Rockefeller, who created the Trilateral Commission, who was the permanent honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, a permanent member of the Bilderbergers, dedicated to the centralization of power with a ruling elite, and, of course, one of the primary financiers of this whole world environmental movement, centralizing power. What it's all about. Holly, God bless. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com, saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars and brand-new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzukis, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com, many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
RDS Environmental in Lafayette salutes all our area students and graduates for their accomplishments. With prom night and graduation right around the corner, sometimes common sense and safety get pushed aside. Parents, talk to your kids and remind them about the dangers of drinking and driving. That message, courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Network. Our guest this morning, Christmas Holly Swanson. Her book is excellent. We do carry it. If you'd like to get it through her, fine. If you'd like to get it through us, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do have a syllabus on sustainable development. It contains a copy of the Earth Charter, contains a summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which is one of the other three documents, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the Earth Charter, Agenda 21. They tell you what the environmental movement is about, written from their point of view, how we're going to impoverish the American people, and they are going to impoverish the American people, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to destroy the value of our currency, and they're doing it intentionally and purposely. But they don't want you to know until it's far too late. What you need to do, of course, is read the Sustainable Development Syllabus, the section on the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. So our Sustainable Development Syllabus will take you into population control. They intend, they really do. They are intent upon killing off the vast majority of the people in the world. They're going to do it with epidemics and with wars and with famine. They know exactly what they're doing, but they can't let you common people know. And so you want to read the Sustainable Development Syllabus. You want to read Holly Swanson's excellent book. You want to hear my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, and the four tapes that we have on sustainable development. Then, of course, you certainly would want to listen to our talk on the planned population reduction, because they're doing everything to certainly to kill off large parts of the population. That's what the AIDS epidemic is all about. That's why they outlawed DDT, so because more people would die of malaria. That's, of course, why they're using vaccinations and with containing mercury in Africa, because they have mercury in them, and the mercury influences fertility for generations yet unborn. They know what they're doing. They just want the average individual to know what they're doing. For instance, why do you think they took the iodine out of our bread and out of our milk here and out of about half of the salt, when iodine is so essential to prevent breast carcinoma and other types of carcinoma? Why are most Americans iodine deficient? Because they want them iodine deficient, because they're more susceptible to degenerative diseases and cancer. And they're promoting cancer every way they can, but they can't tell you that. There are treatments for cancer that are being actively suppressed. Who would be evil enough to do that? Why, the evil people I describe in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it or seen the DVD, and you can see it for nothing on my website at RadioLiberty.com, you need to get it. You need to hear our talk on the forbidden secret. You need to hear our talk on the financial Armageddon and get the syllabuses with those talks. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to know these things so that you can help us get the word out. Remember, you can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Listen to our satellite feed 9 hours a day. Listen to our archive programs, our MP3 programs, our live programs, our blog programs. Get the information. Get other people listening. Get them educated. I mean, people say, it doesn't make any sense. Why are they closing down the wildlands? They're doing it because they want to destroy our economy, to limit mining, to limit lumbering, and to impoverish our people. To raise our living standards to that of the Chinese peasants. Until tomorrow at the same time, it will be with you.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of mark or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or